Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Mrs. Van Horn. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So, what is your current position at FCA?
I am currently teaching 3rd and 4th grade reading and language arts.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing that?
This is my first year teaching at FCA, 3rd and 4th grade reading and language arts. Before that, I was the librarian and intervention teacher.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So, how did you know you wanted to be a librarian or, in this case, a teacher?
I went back to school to be a teacher. I found out I wanted to do that after working as an environmental teacher after I graduated college. I got to lead kids on hikes and teach them about science, and just fell in love with teaching. So I had a history degree, but I went back to get an education degree. And I've been teaching ever since.
That's a lot of schooling.
Yes.
<Okay. laughs> So you've taken over the FCA's book fair, correct?
Yes.
How's that going?
Very well. My first book fair was 2 years ago when I became the librarian. I had a lot of help since it was my first year, and it went very well. Last year, I took the lead on it, and we just had a really successful day. A lot of parents came out, and we raised quite a bit of money for our library, and so this year I'm looking forward to another successful Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully. That sounds like it would bring a lot of money for the school.
Yes.
So if you can just give us like a rough estimate, do you know how successful the previous book fairs have been in the past?
Yes, I know that, last year the money that we were able to put towards our library with Barnes & Noble Books was over $3,000.
Wow.
Yes, and the year before that it was closer to $1,500. So we really had a great year last year. So
that's a lot of books.
Yes. yes, and the teachers who volunteer, they pick out a book that day to thank them for their volunteer service. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of books being put into teacher classrooms and also into the library.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can anyone sign up and to help with the book fair?
I share the sign-up sheet with teachers. I've also shared it with the English Honor Society because a lot of students need some volunteer hours. Mm-hmm. And, if anybody's interested that's associated with FCA, they are welcome to sign up.
Yes, I love the book fair. I just have experience with that because when it was ran by Mrs. Hogue, mm-hmm. Billy Hogue, before she left, I was like her go-to person, and so I would
nice.
Be there. It was like I was in junior high, but I did like 3 or 4 book fairs in a row where I'd be there when it started, and then when it ended, I would just be all day just doing whatever she needed help with.
That's great.
I know a lot about the book fair. I'm pretty sure you already said this, but where is the book fair located?
At Barnes & Noble in Pickerington.
Yeah. I mean, that's not too bad of a drive. It's about, 15, 20 minutes from Lancaster.
Yes.
So
easy
it's
drive.
Not too far out of the way. What kind of special activities go on during the day?
We are going to have 2 craft tables. There will also be face painting. The strings and choir will be performing. And then at 2 o'clock, there's going to be a special Polar Express story hour that Barnes & Noble presents.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you already say there's going to be costumes?
There will be a Pete the Cat is going to make an appearance.
Oh, I don't know who that is, but I just remember we've had, costumes in years past, so I didn't mm-hmm. want you to repeat or not say anything.
Yeah, Pete the Cat is coming. He is a favorite of our kindergartners, Miss Cassidy in particular, and the preschoolers all love Pete the Cat, so he'll be making an appearance. Kids can get their picture taken with him, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of Pete the Cat books available for sale as well.
Oh, definitely. When is the book fair?
It is Saturday, December the 3rd, and it starts at 9 a.m. and it will run until 5 p.m.
How can people contact you if they want more information about the book fair?
The best way to get in touch with me would be email, svanhorn@fcanights.us. I would be happy to answer any questions they might have. And they can also email me if they're interested in volunteering. Can always use as much help as we can get.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add or plug?
No, it's just a great day. Barnes & Noble really loves our school. They say that they've told me that we bring out a lot of business. A lot of people come out that day. And because of that, they reserve that first Saturday just for our school.
Ah, yes.
And they've told me many times that we're one of their very favorite schools that come.
Yeah, because I was at Barnes & Noble a few weeks ago, and they were having a book fair. And I was like, what? Like, other schools do this too? Yeah.
Yes, yes. She said that we are a favorite, especially because of the singing. They love the singing.
Yes.
And they love how they just said the students are so kind and just a joy to have in the store that day.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I love the book fair. That's why I just have a little place in my heart. It's so nice. So thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to this week's edition of Trivia at FCA Connect. Today I'll be your host, Isaac Spangler, seeing as Eli Woltz is sick. Hopefully he'll be back again with us next week. It won't be the same without him. Did you know Marie Curie's notebooks are still radioactive? Marie Curie was a famous researcher who died radioactivity poisoning. The last time a Republican was elected president without a Nixon or Bush on the ticket was 1928. That was a while ago. When three-letter airport codes became standard, airports that had been using two letters simply added an X. I guess that makes it easy. There is a word that rhymes with orange. Sporge is a botany term that means spore case. Is half the battle. The original Space Jam website still exists. That's an old website.
Verses 2 Corinthians 4, verses 15 through 16. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. It's through God's grace that we are able to give thanks, and He continually renews our spirit.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.